This is a recording from CSIS. To help us improve our content, please take our short survey located at csis.org/survey. You could win an iTunes gift certificate.
My name's Richard Downey. I'm with the Africa Program at CSIS, and I'm joined here with two leaders in the campaign for political and electoral reform in Nigeria who've been here with us today speaking to us, looking ahead really to the presidential election, which could take place in Nigeria in as little as 6 months' time now. Uche Onyegucha is a leader of the Save Nigeria group, been very active recently for the campaigning for the peaceful transfer of power during the succession crisis sparked by the late President Yar'Adua's illness. Also a former member of the House of Representatives in the Nigerian National Assembly. Also I'm here with Saliu Lukman, who is CEO of the Good Governance Group, which is a political movement in Nigeria looking to build and strengthen the kinds of democratic structures in Nigeria that will allow credible candidates to emerge for the 2011 elections. So thanks for joining me, both of you. Perhaps I could start with a very broad question. Looking ahead to these elections, which could take place as soon as January 2011, what needs to change from where we are now in Nigeria, from now until then, if we're going to be able to have free, fair and credible elections in Nigeria? Saliu.
Well, moving towards 2011, the country needs a good voters register, one that is credible, and voters will go to polling centers and find their names reflected in that voters register. That is one quick decision the new management of the Independent National Electoral Commission must be in a position to make.
Uche, did you have anything to add?
Well, I think INEC will need to build its institutional capacity to conduct a free and fair election, which it doesn't have at the moment. Mm-hmm. They have to have the resources to do that. They have to hire good and credible manpower. And they have to get rid of the rotten eggs within INEC that have played a role in manipulating previous elections, because given the opportunity, such people will do the same thing again. And good candidates also must begin to have the confidence in the new INEC to step forward and run for the election so that they can elicit the support of the populace and go into the race to stop any attempt at manipulating the election.
A lot of the discussion in the run-up to this election has revolved around the president, Goodluck Jonathan, and whether or not he will run as the presidential candidate, either for a PDP, the ruling party, or be challenged by someone else within the party. Do you think this is a relevant or important argument? Should he stand or shouldn't he, or does it really matter?
So we need to bring up Nigerians with clear political agenda that will force the hand of Jonathan to also present to Nigerians something concretely, and let there be choice. Mm-hmm. The issue about election is about choice. The voters should be able to make a choice, and that choice should not be on the basis of empty identity.
And if other candidates feel that they are popular enough, then they should stop wasting their time in PDP. There are over 60 political parties. They should take any one of them, build it, and use it to contest. The reason why all these other parties are making noise, all these other candidates or aspirants are making noise, is because they have, over the years, supported the use of PDP as a platform to manipulate elections in Nigeria. And they believe that whoever gets the PDP ticket is as good as having already been manipulated into power. So rather than focusing on telling Jonathan not to run under PDP, they should focus on running in any other party and building the institution and capacity of that party to use it to stop Jonathan, or anybody for that matter, from manipulating the elections in 2011. That should be the place they should focus.
It seems like there are so many barriers to overcome before the election takes place, so many things to be resolved and reforms to take place. Are you, given those challenges, are you confident that an election in 2011 can be free, fair, credible, all those things that you hope for?
There is every basis for hope.
Okay.
And I am committed I believe that 2011 election may not be perfect, you know, but it will not be as bad as the one that we had before.
Right. Are you similarly optimistic, Uche? Do you think the election can at least be better than 2007?
Oh, certainly. Yeah. It can be worse than 2007. Yeah. It can be worse than 2003. And I think good luck is also himself showing a lot of goodwill and discharging the onus on him to allow for the conduct of a free, fair, and credible election.
Great. And just one final quick question for you. You're here visiting the United States this week, meeting with various officials in government. What's the message you're giving in those discussions? Is there anything that the United States can usefully do to help encourage this electoral process in Nigeria?
Well, the key message is that there has to be strategic engagement of key institutions in Nigeria, and that so far so good. I think the U.S. government has played a critical role in supporting getting Goodluck to first take over, you know, and getting him to start on a right note of guaranteeing credible election. When he came to the United States, that has been a consistent demand from both the U.S. government and all the interests that Goodluck has made. I think that has to continue, the engagement. Goodluck need to be put on his toes to be able to guarantee that the government provide a level playing field for all political parties, and the government ensure that the atmosphere, the political atmosphere, is not polluted by some governmental actions, you know, especially from the federal government. These are key things that I think interest groups and government of the United States can contribute in supporting the process leading to 2011 elections in Nigeria.
I believe that the U.S. does have a role, and it should come by way of lending the institutional support required to INEC, and also through their own diplomatic engagement with Jonathan, insist that Jonathan keeps to his promise that he will ensure a free and fair election.
Thanks for listening. For more, please visit csis.org.